Justin Flipak with you now, joined by Coach Gary Smith. Hiawatha boys basketball at 3-1 on the season. Started the year 3-0. If we go back to last Friday night, a good win against Jeff West, 68-34, the final score, Coach. And again, a lot of offense early, had a 22-point second quarter, and able to get a lot of contributions. But man, Gilbert with 34 points certainly stood out and had a really good night for your club offensively. Did you like pretty much everything you saw at Jeff West last Friday on the road?
Yeah, it was hard not to like. You know, we had some kids that did a really nice job. Plays a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. You know, we were able to get to the rim, you know, with, I guess, a lot easier concepts that we've had. But anyway, in result, you know, like Carson, he was sure able to get to the rim easy enough. And if he gets to the rim, he can do some things. So he had a nice game.
They've had him and Joel Bryan both now have some pretty high-scoring performances and a lot of other guys that are steadily contributing. That was your first road game. You went back on the road last night and end up suffering the first loss of the season against Nemaha Central, 57-46. But sounds like maybe the game was a little closer than that, especially if your team could have made just a few more shots, taken advantage of a few more opportunities. Pretty tight one, right?
It was. You know, we did not shoot the ball well at all. And, you know, and you go somewhere like Nemaha and play them, you better be able to shoot the ball a little bit. We didn't. Didn't shoot very well from the line either. But they're, you know, they're a nice team. You know, they had some of the role players really stepped up, did a nice job for them. And that's always a sign of a good team, too. So they're going to be a handful. But, like I said, I was sure wasn't disappointed, you know, in our kids. They were sure digging in there trying. We just didn't seem to be able to hit a shot.
So what are some things, obviously, you hope the shots fall, but with one more game left before the break, and as we've talked about, a lot of good competitive games. Holton will probably be another one on Friday night back at the Roundhouse, but what are some things that you're hoping to kind of clean up a little bit the next couple days before hosting Holton on Friday?
Well, there's a lot of things, obviously, you know, that we need to continue to work on, whether it's rebounding or you know, running our stuff defensively where we get better rotation and those types of things that are a given. But, you know, for us, I think probably the biggest thing is that, you know, we just got to become better mentally strong, you know, to where when you play in big games like that, that, you know, it's almost like the moment last night was too big. We just missed too many shots early that we should have hit. And it sure wasn't lack of effort. It's just a matter of we just couldn't hit a shot. So, you know, when you get in those types of games, you better be at the top end of your game. If not, it's going to, you know, it's going to come back and get you at the end.
I'm sure you expect that confidence and comfort level to keep improving, as well as the chemistry with the team and the season goes on. So, big game Friday night. Best of luck, Coach. Look forward to being there and broadcasting it. And thanks for your time.
Well, thanks, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored each week by Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm and by Carl's Body Shop.